It's Robinson's third time at the helm of Florida A&M with the title of interim president, and he's been doing some relationship rebuilding since he took over from former president Elmira Mangum, who was forced to step down last year.
Bringing together, you know, the Rattler Nation, mm-hmm. right, is something I want to focus on as well. And then, through opportunities like this, I want to make sure everybody understands, in terms of our interface with the media, but not only are we alive and well, but we're going to continue to have these types of discussions to make sure that, you know, the FAMU story is told.
Some of the good news for FAMU includes a newly trademarked program focused on water and energy. FAMU's K-12 school earned a B on the state's latest report card, and new students are coming in with higher GPAs. The university is working to boost its enrollment, and alumni and trustees are opening the doors of their homes to potential recruits to aid the effort. And Robinson is not just looking at the number of students, but whether they're academically and socially prepared for higher ed. And that means starting earlier with harder courses.
And I know not every school out here has mm-hmm. all of these types of programs, but if they got AP, take it. If they have IB, you know, look at that possibility. Look at dual enrollment, right? All of these are opportunities. Do not take the easy route. Challenge them, get them acclimated to the time management, the rigor that's gonna be necessary. Because as you've heard many times, you know, coming to college is not the 13th grade.
Robinson says once those students are enrolled at FAMU, the next challenge is keeping them there. The university serves a largely minority first-time in college and low- to middle-income group, where students are balancing jobs and school. And money, especially financial aid, is a big factor. But much of that aid comes with strings attached. It's merit-based.
You're not going to continue to get a Pell Grant solely based upon need that gets you in the door, but mm-hmm. to keep and maintain that eligibility, we have to ensure that these students are progressing satisfactorily. There are no free rides, right? There is a merit-based, a performance-based expectation to even what so many depend upon at this university, to make them, you know, financially whole in order to pay for their college experience.
While Pell Grants are provided through the federal government, state-based aid programs are also available. Florida lawmakers are looking into the possibility of expanding that need-based aid to more students. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.